we'd like to close our presentation with the piece that most recently aired from the Lost and Found Sound Collection. And we have our two colleagues, who Eddie McCoy, who is here, who we would like to honor and salute, and Lita Hartman, who is Lita here? Is Lita in the room? I think Lita's not. Okay, well, Lita Hartman co-produced this piece with us, and we could not have done it without the many people that I mentioned first on: Jacqueline Hall, the Southern Oral History Program, Linda Soes, that whole gang of folks, Sally Council, who helped us, and the Center for the Study of the American South helped fund the production of the story. Is that your phone? Okay, anyway, you turn off cell phones before you do interviews, right? So the other thing is that Eddie, I don't know how many of you already heard this piece. I don't know how many of you heard this piece and Eddie's work, but Eddie McCoy is looking to publish a book based on his work. And I don't know if anyone here knows or has ideas of how that might happen, but we'd like to help Eddie make that possible. So this piece, we were looking for a good title for it, and after meeting Eddie and hearing Eddie's work, we decided on A Man Tapes His Town, The Unrelenting Oral Histories of Eddie McCoy. And if you hear him and talk to him, I think you'll know why. And we'd like to thank you all for bringing us, and it's been a real pleasure to be here.